Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Okay, well, they've started off the season with a couple of wins and a big win last night in Melbourne over the Melbourne Storm. We've got their little halfback on the line. It's the first opportunity we've had to speak to George Williams, at least. Thank you and welcome to the Sunday Sinbin, George.
Thanks for having me. It's, I said the first time, so good to be on.
Good on you, mate. I've seen you play in the Super League, so, I mean, we all know you can play. I was just amazed at how quick you fitted in with the Raiders.
Yeah, listen, man, I'm really enjoying it. It's obviously a big move for me and something I was pretty nervous about, but the boys have been fantastic and everyone at the club's helped me settle in pretty well. And I reckon just having that, even though it was a bit crazy times at the moment with the pandemic, having that time off and just getting more settled at home, just living in Canberra, it definitely helped me be happier and, playing better rugby and play better footy.
George, you're half an Oz. Interested to hear you say last night that you watched a lot of Trent Barrett when he went over and spent time in the UK Super League. What's Ricky Stewart said to you about the style of game that he wants you to play at the Raiders?
Yeah, he likes to throw the ball about. As soon as I spoke to him before I came to Canberra, he said he likes to promote the football. And he's been fantastic with me. I've said it a couple of times in the media. He's always right behind me in training, telling me what he wants. And I think he wishes he could still play. He absolutely loves it. But, I'm enjoying it, working under him.
Have you learned much new about halfback play from the coach?
Yeah, quite a bit, mate, if I'm honest. It's just little points of where to catch a ball, look in, look out, just different aspects of the game. Kicking, he's been fantastic with me. That's obviously something I thought I needed to work on coming to the NRL, and I've been working with him quite closely with that.
Talking about working on your kicking game, what's the biggest difference between the English game, Super League, and the NRL?
I'd say in England they try and chance their arm a little bit and maybe run it a bit more. The NRL's probably kick into a corner and defend up well. So, just practicing different kicks from different places of the field. And, that's probably what I find. The difference.
George, the Raiders have developed this awesome rivalry with the Melbourne Storm, and they've actually become a little bit of a bogey team for the Storm. They've beaten them the last three times in ripping games. What was it like? Give us an insight about the build-up to that game and last night and the rivalry between Canberra and the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We spoke about that in the week. Obviously, the boys got two over them last year, and we said they're going to be riled up, hoping it'll not be free from free. But we turned up last night. The first 25-30 minutes I thought was fantastic, but I reckon that our second half we made too many errors. So did Melbourne, to be fair. But it was I watched it back this morning. It was some game to watch, and pleasure to be involved in it, really.
The Raiders this year, mate, they're in pretty good spot. It must have been nice coming to a club that was a grand final club. They weren't when you signed, but by the time you got here, they were a grand final club, and everybody's pretty confident they can have a good season this season.
Yeah, it is, mate, and it makes my job easier. There's so many good players in the team. I just wish I would do my job, and it's pretty easy going for me. I'm really enjoying it, like I keep on saying, and I'm just trying to learn every single day. Some world-class players in Jackie and obviously Josh Hodgson there, so he's easier for me in the span.
Has anything surprised you about any of the guys from what you saw on film and what you've learned as you've played alongside them?
No, obviously once I knew I was signing for the Raiders, there was interest from the Raiders. I watched quite closely, and what most games run in England, they've got quite a good following back home, obviously, because there's a fair few of us English taking over now in the capital. So yeah, there's a good following in England, and I watched pretty closely last year before obviously coming over.
Hey, I wonder, obviously you weren't here last year, George, but you know about the controversy around the grand final, which I know it's sawdust now, it's happened, but I wonder, does it come up, that incident in the last year's grand final, does it come up among the squad?
No, honestly, I've never heard it mentioned in a meeting or anything like that. It's literally never been spoken about. I think the boys are just really out of, obviously, losing the grand final. There's no excuses. And I think the mentality shown last night defensively, we're just willing to turn up for each other and scramble and just do your best. And I think that's what good sides do. Even when it's not going to plan, you just turn up for your mate and make your tackles.
You definitely did that in spades. It was a hell of a performance. George, we've seen some champion English players come out and succeed in Australia over the years. Sammy Burgess and James Graham more recently. Gareth Ellis, you know, you can go back to Ellery Hanley and Andy Courier. And there's been some terrific names. But we haven't really seen an English half come out and be able to really assert their authority on the competition. Is that part of the appeal for you about coming out here and joining the Canberra Raiders?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not thinking about that too much. Like I said, there's some great English players come over and do really well. Obviously, Gareth Widdop, I know he came over at a young age, but I thought he was fantastic over here. He's obviously English. And I always wanted to play. Like I said, NRL is massive in England and it's something I always followed as a kid. So obviously then I was only dreaming, and luckily I'm living my dream at the moment, playing in the NRL. So taking it week by week, taking it minute by minute, just enjoying it and looking hard.
What about the travel, George? Has that got so much discussion at the club about how you are on the road every weekend?
No, mate. Look, it's not ideal, but we're back playing. That's the most important thing. We'll do anything to be back playing. Obviously, it was frustrating not to be playing for a period there. But yeah, mate, we'll do whatever it takes. And we're looking good, hopefully, so far.
Hey, that long looping pass that you threw last night, just take us through that.
I've been doing a few of them in training to Nicky. A few have ended up in touch, a few have been knock-ons, and last night he'd hit on the money perfect. So, yeah, I've been practising that one. Luckily it paid off.
Hell of a trick shot.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. I was pretty pleased.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up with you, George, and we wish you all the best, mate, for the remainder of the season.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
There he
thanks
is, George Williams joining us from the Raiders. And just to close off on that whole thing, sorry, Hoops.
We should just apologise to George too, because you called him Georgie Wilkins off
the
top.
I thought I said Georgie Wilkinson. Yeah, yeah.